Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine, proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. This year, the summit will be held on Saturday, April 12th at the magnificent Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead. Get your tickets now at Women Rise Up. eventb.com. That's B-double-E.com. We'd also like to thank our major sponsors, including our presenting sponsor, Dr. Jalunda Clark, owner of Wellness Medicine, our platinum sponsor, Dr. Vincent A. Nathan, owner of OBGYN Women Specialists of Georgia PC, and our gold sponsors, Dr. Craig B. Williams, a specialist in orthodontics, and Dr. Mark Walker, medical director of Surgical Health Collective. And our silver sponsors include Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips and Dr. Melinda Willingham, owners of Decatur Pediatric Group and the law office of Donald P. Edwards. In this segment, we're going to get up close with Atlanta's Chef Carla. My guest today is a native of Pontiac, Michigan, and received her Bachelor's of Science degree in Culinary Arts. She specializes in soul food, Italian, and Mexican, as well as delicious cakes and pies. Today, she is the proud owner of Callard Cuisines and Suites. We're so honored to have on the phone today a woman who cooks for executives, dignitaries, celebrities, and regular folks like you and me. Chef Carla, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Well, thank you, Spark Plug. I'm so honored that you've had me here. It's just a blessing just to be here and be a part of the magazine and of Atlanta and everything you have going on.
All right. So how you doing today?
I'm doing excellent today. I've already met deadlines for today, and got to keep it moving.
All right. Chef Carl, tell our listening audience, what inspired your love of cooking?
I got inspired by my father, which he was executive chef, and his mom was a pastry chef. So I kind of got a taste of both worlds. I ran from it for a while, but it chased me down, so it's just me. So I had to just conform to what I was, a chef.
All right. So when did you know that you could cook for a living?
I found out in 97. Because I always hosted nice parties and catered for friends and family. But my father-in-law told me, say, hey, you know, Carla, you could do this for a living. Thought about it. And I said, well, okay, I just couldn't see that. But as time went on, I began to understand this was my calling. So I just conformed and started doing it for a living.
All right. Well, where did you get your training to become a chef?
I went to Le Cordon Bleu here in Atlanta.
Okay. And what year did you go there? Or when did you graduate, I should say?
I graduated in 2010, and I started in 07.
All right. So when did you become known as Atlanta Chef Carla?
I got known actually in 05 it started off. But I just wanted to critique everything about what I was doing as far as cooking and, you know, and have that extra edge that, you know, that I always wanted.
Okay. So what are some of your cooking specialties? I know I mentioned a few in your introduction, but what are some others?
Well, I go through a whole host of different types of food. Right now is Creole. Creole is, the food is so dynamic. It opens up so many taste buds in your mouth. And I really love it. And I found out that I was Creole descent. So I wanted to just, you know, just go into it and check it out and come to find out the food is delicious.
All right. Well, tell us. Now, is becoming a really good chef something that can be taught, or is it something that has to be in you early on in life?
It has to be in you early on in life. You have to be a natural at it. Of course, you can go to school and get training. It's harder that way. When it's given to you, it's a natural. It's like breathing. I need cooking like I need air to breathe. It's just natural. It's like breathing. I love it.
So who are some of the noted chefs, some of the famous chefs that truly inspire you, even today?
Anthony Bourdain. I love Anthony Bourdain. He just hit so many cultures in life. He goes out in the field. He goes to different, cities and just all over the world finding new cuisine and bringing it to us up into the forefront on TV. And I just really love that about him.
I enjoy that show as well on CNN. So as a chef, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I will definitely have my own TV show, my own cooking show. I can see that. I have out-of-body experiences about it all the time, that one day, those shoes, I'm going to step right in there and have a TV spot.
All right. Well, you've cooked for celebrities, executives, dignitaries, and for family and friends. What do all these folks have in common?
They have in common that family is the cornerstone of the universe. Food is circled around us. You have no idea how much of it is a part of our lives, and they like sharing and eating and talking with family. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
So tell our listeners why you decided to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine, and how it's been going for you so far.
It's been excellent. People think I'm just, I am a celebrity since I've been in People You Need to Know. Someone walked up to me at BJ's Wholesale yesterday and said, "I know you, but I don't know where." But she said, "I think I've seen her in the magazine."
So why did you decide to advertise your business in People You Need to Know in the first place?
In the first place, I saw a friend of mine, attorney Johnson, which is also my attorney, last year, and she told me, "Carla, you need to be in this magazine." So when I looked it over, I said, "You're right. I need to be in this magazine. It's so versatile. It puts women in mainstream Atlanta. It gives other women hope that I too can be in this magazine." And I was. And here I am.
And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can reach me phone, and that's 404-819-8241. And through the magazine, there also is a 25% off your first order. I'm pleased to announce that. That's what I'm featuring.
Okay. All right. Well, Atlanta Chef Carla, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It was an honor.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners like Chef Carla. Read more about Chef Carla in the latest issue of People You Need to Know magazine. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplug@sparkplugpeople.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another terrific job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770 5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. Until next time, we wish you only the best.